Welcome to The Terrible Take, a mini podcast telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Josh Carney. When it comes to the pre-draft process, each analyst tends to find guys that ultimately become quote-unquote their guys throughout the process. The one that they love as a player, person, from a film perspective, whatever it may be, these players become each analyst guy. This year, for me, those two players showed themselves quickly and often, dating back to the 2024 East-West Shrine Bowl in Dallas, which I was in attendance for. One of my guys is Virginia wide receiver Malik Washington. He checks in at just around 5'8", but he's 191 pounds, rock-solid dude. He's a great route runner that is incredibly dynamic after the catch, and though he had just 1 year of production at Virginia after transferring from Northwestern, his 2023 tape was outstanding, some of the best receiver tape I watched this pre-draft process. And all he did at the Shrine Bowl was dominate daily. It wasn't even close. Nobody could cover him, and that matched up with his tape throughout the season. He's built like Tyreek Hill and moves like the cheetah too. No, I'm not comparing him to the future Hall of Famer, but there's a lot of very similar traits, and a team should be chomping at the bit to land Washington in the draft and put him in the slot and let him feast. Defensively, my guy is Texas defensive back Ryan Watts, another Shrine Bowl participant. Watts checks in at 6'0", 208 pounds, and is built more like a safety than a cornerback. But on tape, he more than holds his own at the cornerback position. He's a physical defender too, one that loves to fly downhill and stick his face in the fire to make a play, which he did routinely at Texas the last two seasons. His fit in the NFL remains a question mark due to some struggles with long speed and finding the football in the air in coverage. But he just looks like a long-term NFL player in a hybrid role in the secondary to me, while also potentially being a special teams ace. High character, smart player too. I love quite a bit about him, and couldn't come off of drafting him in my Steelers' final three mock drafts of the year. So yeah, he's my guy. Hopefully, one of them is a Steeler by the end of the weekend. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with Alex Kozora and Dave Ryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.